for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, what we're doing over these next Swiss Ups is taking a look ahead at the votes that are coming up. Now, voters will be choosing on March 3rd, isn't it? That they'll be actually going to the votes, so Sunday, March 3rd. Now, in Geneva specifically, voters are being asked to cast a vote on 8 different issues, and we're going to go quickly through them. We'll start, actually, Dario, with the popular initiative that asks for a reduction in vehicle tax. So what's this all about?
Yes, this initiative launched by the Swiss People's Party wants to cut the vehicle tax in half and remove the possibility for the Conseil d'État, so the Geneva government, to index the amount of the vehicle tax to changes in the living cost.
Now, the council government, as well as the parliament, recommend rejecting this initiative, but they have worked out a counter project to the proposal that is also put up to a vote. So this is getting complicated, isn't it?
Yes, slightly complicated and slightly technical. This counterproposal wants to introduce an eco-responsible and fair taxation of motor vehicles that also more fairly taxes electronic vehicles. So basically, this is the government and the parliament saying, okay, we see there is a problem, there might be a problem concerning vehicle taxes, so we're going to do something about it. What they want to do, or what they propose, rather than cutting the entire vehicle tax in half, is a changement of how the tax is calculated. Currently, taxation of passenger cars is based on engine power combined with CO2 emissions. This, of course, is a system that isn't really adapted to electric cars. The new law proposes a system based on empty weight for electric or hydrogen-powered cars and on CO2 emissions for combustion-powered cars. So no longer a system based also on the engine power.
This is, I know this is one of the issues when it comes down to more and more people using electric cars is, yes, how they tax them. And of course, you know, government's going to lose a lot of money on fuel tax as well. But these are all issues for another day. But as you can see now already, this is getting complicated. And voters are going to have to choose on March 3rd. Now, we were looking at complicated issues, Dario. Now, there's a couple of very technical votes concerning the urban development of the La Praia-Acacia-Verne district.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's happening here?
Yes, so just as a quick reminder, this Praia-Acacia-Verne district, or the PAV, as it is also called, is currently a mainly industrial district extending across the municipalities of Geneva, Carouge, and Lancy. This area is destined to see major urban transformation in the future with office spaces, public amenities, and thousands of apartments to be built in the decades to come. And these two votes concern that district.
So these are the two issues that are on amendments to the law that regulate the types and ownership rules of these apartments yet to be built. So what actually is the issue here?
Exactly. And I'm trying to keep this as simple as possible.
Do so.
So that
it's
we get a quick overview of what's going on here. Indeed, they are very technical. But basically, the first amendment that is voted on proposes to increase the share of condos in a future developments in the PAV district from 12% as it is currently foreseen in the law concerning that district to 24%, and therefore decrease the share of rental apartments, right? This is the issue at hand for this PAV district, basically how many apartments should be built, how many rental apartments should be built, and how many condos should be built. And the political right and the political left, of course, disagree on this issue, because the political right, they would rather see more condos being built, and the political left would rather see more affordable rental apartments.
Yes,
and the second...
I was going to say that maybe we just need to clarify what you mean by a condo in this particular context.
in this particular context, it's basically an apartment that is up for sale, that is owned by the inhabitant, or that is bought by a private person, and where the owner basically doesn't pay rent, right?
Right. So okay. Right.
In this context. And so, then the Second Amendment proposes, among other things, that the condos, so those apartments up for sale in the Bath district, have to be owner occupied, and that rent in the district has to be state controlled for a maximum of 10 years. So yes, it's all concerning these future apartments in that area.
Okay, now the two other votes are about amendments to the constitution that concern political rights in the canton. This is how people could actually force other issues to the vote if they choose.
Exactly. This is basically, you could say, this the tagline is more democracy and more votes, please. One of these amendments that are at hand proposes to reduce the number of signatures required for cantonal and communal popular initiatives and referendums. For example, currently to launch a popular initiative for a constitutional change in Geneva, you need to collect a number of signatures corresponding to 3% of potential voters. If the amendment passes, you would only need to collect the signature of 2% of potential voters to then go ahead and have an actual popular initiative.
Yeah, I was looking at the news stories about this. It's quite interesting. Whereas those in favour of reducing the number say it's getting harder to collect signatures for two main reasons. One, people are a bit more reluctant to hand over personal information because you've got to write your name and address down. And also, the others were saying that there's still some concern about COVID. People don't want to get up close and too personal with strangers in a public place.
Exactly. So this should maybe, yes, even out this problem and make it again easier to launch a vote.
You know, it's interesting, this one. Now, the second one concerning political rights is called suspension of referendum deadlines at Easter.
Yes, so this is actually easier than it sounds. Basically, to launch a referendum in Geneva, you have 40 days to collect the necessary signatures.
Right.
However, there are currently two periods, one during the summer holidays and one around Christmas and New Year, during which the referendum deadline is suspended, meaning basically the days during those periods don't count to the 40-day 40-day limit for the collection of the necessary number of signatures. Because during summer holidays and around Christmas, obviously, there's fewer people around and people are less inclined to sign signatures for referendums. And this new amendment basically wants to introduce a third such period around Easter, where the days basically don't count to this 40-day limit, because around Easter also a lot of people are not around or on vacation or not inclined to sign political interests.
Too busy eating eggs and skiing.
Exactly.
Fine. Right. And finally, this is maybe it's sort of like, I don't know, the weirdest one.
Might be the weirdest one.
Yeah, carry on.
This one concerns the Geneva hymn, the so-called Sekeleno. Maybe you've heard it. It goes like Sekeleno le maître de bataille. That's like the first verse of this Genevan hymn, the age-old hymn to the victory of the Genevans over the Savoyans, or the Savoyan ambush of 1602, that is still marked every year at the Escalade. A song that is sung during the Escalade every December, but also every match of the Geneva hockey team Servette. And the question is now whether or not that song, that by the way has 68 verses in its complete form. India and Mark knows them all. You should make a CD with it. Mark singing the Sekeleno in its entirety.
Every morning. That's what I do. Every morning.
And the question now is whether or not this hymn should be enshrined in the cantonal constitution.
Right. Okay.
That is the question.
That is the big question. Right. I think that's probably going to pass, to be honest.
It might pass, although it's interesting to know maybe the origin story, why we're voting now on this particular issue. And it could be considered as something, a political move that's somewhat backfired a little bit, because about a year ago, a socialist member of parliament in Geneva, Sylvain Thévaux, questioned the government whether the hymn, so the Sekeleno, should be updated, as many of its verses are very religious and many are also quite brutal, for example, singing about the execution of Savoyan prisoners. So this Sylvain Thévaux said, yeah, maybe we should update this because he felt that these verses are not compatible with the peaceful and secular values of modern-day Geneva.
Right.
And this, in turn, has provoked the right-wing conservatives in parliament, who fear for the traditional song and therefore want to enshrine it in the constitution in order to protect it better protected from any changes or modernizations such as the ones that Sylvain Thévaux has suggested. So right. This is one why right now there is this vote on whether or not it should be enshrined in the constitution, whereas just a couple of years ago, nobody even asked the question. And it was just there, and nobody cared, and nobody felt it was necessary to put it in the Constitution, and everybody was living their lives just fine.
Okay, and actually, I just want to make sure that everyone's homework is now actually to learn that song in its entirety.
Indeed.
And you'll be tested next week. Right.
It will be played on WRS this week on a loop. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Brilliant. Right, anyway, Dario, many thanks for that. We're running out of time there. Many thanks for that, yeah. Dario. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the Swiss Up series, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.